So I've heard you're having an amazing day today.
Yeah.
Tell me the story. When you got your ticket, where you were, when you scratched it, just kind of what happened.
Okay, I stopped at the usual gas station in my town, and well, I was deciding on a $20 ticket or $30, and I was gonna go with the $30 ticket because I haven't been winning on the $20. So then I got going, and then I said, "Well, just give me the $20 ticket. I'll go with that one and see." And then I went out to my truck and I started scratching it off, and I got onto the last column on the $20 ticket, and I didn't get anything yet, and I got down a couple more, and I seen a 52, and that's what I needed to match, and I, oh, okay, I'll at least get my money back. Well, when I scratched the money off on it, here it was $250,000. So I went and I scratched off the barcode, and I went inside, and the guy says, "Well, you got a winner?" I says, "Well, if my eyes are playing right," I says, "I'm a big winner." And that's how it was.
So then he scans it, and the machine goes a little crazy, and...
Yeah, and he stood there, like, with his jaw dropped down.
That's exciting. Was it hitting you? Did it feel real? I mean...
Well, my legs were kind of shaky and that, but...
It's like it's exciting, but you can't believe it at the same time, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it quite sunk into me at that point.
So what day was that? Was that today, or?
That was day before yesterday.
Wow.
I went to work the next day. And I only told one person that night when I won, and the next morning I went to work and pretty much everybody knew that I had won already.
Oh,
it got around already.
Good news does travel fast.
Well, they were surprised I was at work.
Well, you know, it's life enhancing for sure. It's not, you know, quite enough to retire on usually unless you're pretty close to that. But, you know, definitely makes an impact in your life.
I think my boss was more nervous because he thought I was going to quit because I've been wanting to go out on my... I've been running a business for the past 12 years or so, my own business, and I've been wanting to go out on my own for the last 5-6 years, and I think he thinks I'm going to go out on my own now that I won this money,
well,
which I am. But
it's definitely something to think about.
Stay with him for a little bit.
Well, maybe just give him a heads up, hey, you might want to just start looking for my replacement. I mean, you know, he can't fault you for that. It's a great opportunity it just opens the door right up.
He already knows I've been wanting to go out on my own, so.
Right. Where do you work at?
I work at a construction company.
Okay.
It's only three of us there, so.
Right.
In a big company or anything.
So what's your own business? Do you do the same thing but just on the side?
No, I do all together different. I power wash houses and equipment and stuff, and then I plow snow in the winter time, and I pick up scrap metal and cut grass.
Nice. Definitely keeps you busy throughout all the seasons.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice being your own boss. Nothing wrong with that. So. That is wonderful. I mean, I know there's more than one like $20 ticket. Is there a particular reason you picked the $250,000 richest ticket?
It's just I had good luck on it. A couple of years ago, I won from the same gas station. I won $1,000 in 1 year.
Nice.
Five times.
Oh, my gosh. You were having a good string of luck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I bet they just, it's nice when where you bought the ticket knows about it and they get to meet the winner, and it's just, it's exciting for them, too. Like, oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
they want to do a phone interview with me and take a picture and post it up just to kind of promote the workplace.
Right. Well, they'll definitely take your picture here at the office where you're at and give you one of the fun big checks that you'll get to keep. And do you mind if I ask how old you are?
43.
43, awesome. And are you married?
No.
Okay. And then we already talked about your work. Now, so I know you shared the news with the one person at work. Have you told anybody else? Or?
No, I started telling people before they heard from other people.
Right. Did they believe you?
At first, they didn't believe me. They thought I was playing a joke on them. And I said, no, this isn't no April Fool's joke.
Right.
It's real.
It sure is real.
I even took a picture of it and showed them.
Yep.
And they still didn't believe it.
Oh, it's just crazy. I mean, it's not every day you call someone and say, hey, I won $250,000, so.
Yeah.
Is it feeling more real now that you're there and getting your check? And?
Yeah. Well, I got at work the other day, I got thinking that we had stopped and I had Chinese food the one day, and I got one of the fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that I was going to come into financial stability on the fortune cookie.
That's a good fortune cookie.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Here I am, collecting $250,000.
That's so just amazing. Do you know what else you'll do with it besides kind of getting your business up and going?
Probably put a down payment on a house.
You can definitely do
I've
that.
Been renting an apartment for the last 18 years.
Right. You can get your own little property, maybe get yourself like a big old shed and back for all your equipment and, you know, two for one. Oh my goodness. So do you think you'll keep playing, mix it up a bit?
Yeah, I'll probably keep playing.
Right. It's fun, you know, it's fun to play and it's even more fun when you win, you know.
Maybe I'll win the big one on the $30 one.
Oh, that'd be fun. We had one top prize winner on the new Colossal Crossword. We've had a few on the Ultimate Riches. So, they're out there. You never
it
know.
It takes so long to play that crossword one.
It does, but our avid crossword players love the extended play time. That's, you know, if you're going to spend $30, you should, you know, how they feel to get your money's worth. They get to play longer and, you know, so that's why we do those, and people just love them. And some people are just like, that's way too long, and they scratch the corner and just say, check it. So, you have the whole gamut there, but it's up to each player what they like. And
yeah.
That's why we have a mix of games. So
I never win on the smaller amount games. Mm-hmm. I win on the bigger ones.
Better luck on the big ticket, then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here you are, so I can't argue with that. Well, so are you taking the day off then, the rest of today? It's Friday.
Yeah, the boss gave us the day off because he's going to a ball game. So.
Oh, that's right. It's opening weekend. Well, lots of fun going on then.
Yeah, so I'm trying to catch up on stuff and get my new pressure washer and stuff that I ordered.
Absolutely.
A while ago.
Nice.
Get things lined up.
Nice when a plan comes together, right?
Yeah, then get ready for the 4 inches of snow that we're supposed to get Sunday and Monday.
That's so terrible. I'm ready for spring. Snow
Thank
can go. Well, congratulations to you, Chuck, and it sounds like you got a great plan for it, and who knows, maybe we'll see you back for one of those $300,000 prizes.
All right.